Welcome to the Ambitious Freelancer Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Cross of The Happy Art Canton, and I'm here to help you show up as your best self while you're finding clients, working with the clients, and getting those testimonials to build your better business. We will be talking about everything you need to know when it comes to freelancing, whether you're a beginner or someone who has a few years under their belt. So let's get started. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 19 of the Ambitious Freelancer Podcast. So today we're going to be talking about my thoughts on the feast or famine cycle as a freelancer. So I don't know if you've ever heard of this cycle, the feast or famine cycle, which is essentially saying, like, in the freelancing or in many online businesses, there seems to be this, like, time where everything's going really, really amazing, and it's the feast cycle, and you're getting all the jobs, and you're getting all the inquiries, and you're able to be booked out and booked and busy, and you're just, like, amazed out. And then there seems to be kind of a follow-up period to that called the famine cycle. And sorry about these birds. I don't know if I'm going to have those in the final episode, or if you can even hear them at all, because, you know, I'm not listening as I'm talking, because that would be crazy. But yes, so apparently the birds outside of my window decided to chirp, 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 and they just won't be quiet. So, yeah. The feast or famine cycle is one of those things in freelancing that, you know, I've felt as a freelancer, and I'm trying to kind of get out of thinking about. Because honestly, yeah, there's going to be some periods where you're doing amazing, and there's going to be some periods where you're not doing so amazing. And I've had those happen before, but it's usually always on the lead up to something great, which, I mean, I guess is like the feast or famine cycle, you know? The last time I experienced like a super famine cycle was probably this year, earlier this year. So what happened was, you know, I was working with this HR tech company, and they got a new marketing manager, and she didn't want to work with me for some reason. I didn't even know her, but I was like doing their simultaneously at the same time, doing all of their content marketing and helping them out so much. And then she just decided she didn't want to work with me, and it kind of frustrated me and made me upset, made me angry. And I was just kind of like in this like depressed state afterwards, because I was like, I didn't do anything to her. She just didn't want to work with me. I don't even know this person. And then to be shady, like, their content marketing sucks because their blogs, they don't even have headings. Like, that's a little bit shady, but I'm just saying, like, make your blogs have headings. That's just like a normal part of blogs. But anywho, shady Amanda is off of it. But it kind of really frustrated me. It put me in kind of this depressed cycle. I had like one major client at that point, and then I was also just working on the Happy Art Canton a lot and podcasting a lot. So I had other things to fill my time. Like, I didn't die, you know, I didn't starve. I just did some other things to replace that income. Like, I was doing a lot more affiliate work, so I was making a lot more affiliate income, and that really helped a lot. And then I just kind of, you know, said, okay. So for about a month, I just, like, was depressed AF, because at first I tried to be like, oh, it's just fine, and it's standing, and it had really affected me, and I didn't know what to do. So for about a month, I was just kind of, like, in limbo, because I didn't know what to do. And so it got so low that Upwork actually, like, deactivated or, like, delisted my profile, because I hadn't been, and that hadn't happened in a long time, and I thought it was because, but I realized they do it, like, after a month of inactivity, and I'd probably been inactive for a month, but at that point, I wasn't paying for the profile fee, so I think that was more than anything what it was, because I think I had been inactive on Upwork for a month in the past, but I was always paying for, like, my profile, because I wanted, like, the vanity profile, but now I don't pay for that, because I'm just, like, whatever about it. But yeah, they had delisted my profile from, like, the search results, and that kind of just kicked me when I was down, because I was, like, already depressed, and then they, like, delisted my profile, and it was like, wow, this is insane. So, and at this point on Upwork, I kind of just kind of work there, I kind of dabble my feet in it, and work, I'm getting a new client that's going to be on Upwork, and by the time you're listening to this, I've already have them, but by the time I'm recording this, we're about to start that contract soon. So, yeah, it's just kind of almost so weird, that period. I mean, I survived it and I got past it and I'm on the other side of it now and I'm working with some really awesome people in the process. So honestly, you know, whatever to those people, but that did send me through like a really bad famine cycle recently that really was kind of sad. This is a really depressing podcast right now, but it's gonna get better. One of the things though for me is there's gonna be those times where it's gonna get low. You know, you're going to get frustrated, you're gonna get upset, you're gonna get sad, you're gonna be dealing with a lot of stuff. And then there's gonna be times when you're so excited, you're working with the best clients, you're doing amazing work, and everything is amazing. And I think in those times when things are going really, really good, you can't wait for the famine cycle. So I think that's where a lot of freelancers, they get in their head that, oh, the famine cycle is always a part of the feast cycle. And that can really stop you from loving and enjoying the feast of it all, or the more up-leveled part of your freelance career. So I'm not saying that the famine cycle doesn't exist, but I think acknowledging it too much can make it really difficult to enjoy the times of your freelance career where things are going really well, or the time of your, you know, blogging career where things are going really well, like whatever you're doing, where you might be going through this kind of up and down cycle of money. If you focus too much on the famine, like, you'll be thinking about it, and it won't be easy to enjoy the feast or to enjoy the part of the cycle where you're booming. So don't wait on the other shoe to drop. And so that's easier said than done. So like, how do you not wait on the other shoe to drop if you think, oh my goodness, there's gonna be another shoe, it's gonna drop? So I would say a big thing is to remind yourself that you are doing amazing. And so at this point, like, why can't more amazing just lead to more amazing? And so I would also think, how can you, you know, utilize the income that you're making right now during your fee cycle to do better? So for me, like, I've started opening up Ally bank accounts, which is so weird. Like, I use Ally because if I'd used my own bank account, I think I would just spend all the money. So I'm putting aside money on Ally, you know, from my different sources to go into different things. So some of it's credit card debt payoff, some of it's taxes, some of it's splurges. So like, I really want to get a desktop computer. So putting a little bit toward my splurges, putting a little bit toward travel too, because I want to start traveling more often. And so I have like 4 different accounts for different parts of that. So I want to start saving more money and putting it away. And so that's something I'm doing, is just saving little by little money like that and putting it on the side and putting it to the side so I don't see it as much. And then it's just a way for me to like just think about saving up some money, saving up some things that I can do whenever it happens. And so it might happen, it might not. I might just be going up from here. So thinking about, hey, what if I just go up from here? And thinking about, you know, what if when I lose something, it's not necessarily me going into a famine cycle. So I think that's a really important thing to talk about. Like, just because you have to lose a client, or a client doesn't work out, or, you know, you stop working with a client, it doesn't mean a famine cycle is on its way. It just means, hey, I lost a client. But, you know, if I'm good right now, I can just get another one. And so that's okay. Like, I can lose a client and be okay. Or I can lose a client and find a new one. Like, I found that client, so why can't I find a new client? And so that is a big part for me. It's like, you know, that's not the only client that's possible. You know, there are other clients out there and I just have to find them. And so getting down to business and putting myself out there was really important to me. So instead of thinking, oh, I'm losing it. I'm falling out of a, you know, an airplane with no parachute. Like, it's okay. Calm down. Be gentle with yourself. You lost a client. You didn't lose everything. And so, but it's really hard. I think another thing is acknowledging your feelings. So I've had to deal with that a lot. So I would, like I said, I was so adamant that I was just fine, but I was honestly dealing with something really bad and I was just not acknowledging it. And I was trying to overpower it with, I don't know, happiness or joy or whatever that I wasn't truly feeling. And so when I did that, instead of just acknowledging that I was upset about losing this client, I think I dragged out this process because I was trying to cover it up with happiness and affirmations and things like that. Like, I do enjoy good affirmation, I do enjoy some happiness, but if you don't take the time to feel what you're feeling, to feel your emotions, it's going to be really challenging. So I would say if you're having issues, if a client dumped you or if you dumped a client or anything happened like that and it's bothering you, let it bother you. Like, don't ignore that feeling. Don't try to cover it up with, oh, I'm still excited, I'm still working, I'm still doing this. Like, don't try that. Like, instead, acknowledge it. Take the time. Take time for a week and just straight up acknowledge it. Just straight up have yourself a cry fest or a ball fest or, like, you know, get angry, whatever you have to do. But don't ignore it, because when you let it fester like that, it's even worse. So I would say, you know, take your time to acknowledge the pain that you're feeling, if you're feeling pain, and then you don't have to let it, like, spiral into something bigger than what it is. But if you're feeling that and it's there, like, don't try to, like, over it. Don't try to be over it so quickly, because you don't have to be. There's no reason that you have to, like, be over it the next day. There just is not a reason for that. So if you're having some pain, if you're having some thoughts in your freelance career, let them be for, like, a week. Let them really stew. Explore those feelings and see what's at the bottom of those feelings. Like, are you feeling inadequate? Are you feeling like you'll never find another freelance client again? Are you feeling all of these feelings? And then write those feelings down, get them out on paper, and then figure out, like, what's true, what's not, and then figure out a plan. So if you're feeling like you'll never find another freelance client again, tell yourself, hey, I found that client, didn't I? And then figure out, like, how you're going to find another client. So are you going to do some cold pitch? Are you going to go on Upwork? Are you gonna do whatever you're gonna do? So find ways to make those next steps, and it's gonna be okay. So the feast and famine cycle, it may or may not be there. You know, it might be all in your head. It might be real. Like, we'll never know. But I think waiting on the other shoe to drop is not the way to live. I think that we have to be clear to ourselves, tell ourselves, hey, yeah, I get it. Sometimes we have a feast and sometimes we have a famine, but, you know, I'm not going to wait on that. I'm not going to look for that. I'm not going to pay attention to that. And so if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. And then I can move on, or I can, you know, keep rocking it and keep doing what I'm doing. So that's what we're trying to do here. We're not trying to wait for the other shoe to drop. We're trying to live our best lives and have a good time, because, you know, you only die once. You live every day, as Snoopy said. So just keep going, keep doing you. And, you know, what's the point of, you know, living and wait for that other shoe, for that, like, oh, this is too good to be true, so I'm just gonna, you know, wait for, you know, my ultimate demise. That's not good. So we're not gonna do that here, you guys. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and I'll talk to you guys very soon. Bye now. Thank you so much for listening to the Ambitious Freelancer podcast. I'm so excited that we got to hang out today. If you want to hang out between uploads, check out thehappyartkansan.com/ambitious freelancers. There you will find more support and advice as you grow your freelance business and connect with other listeners of the podcast. I cannot wait to see you in the group, and I will talk to you in a few days with some more great advice.